This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day to celebrate legal argument, which is at the very essence of our being as a nation and a nation of law and a nation of laws. But it's not every day that you get a distinguished legal scholar who says that a decision by one of our highest courts, not the Supreme Court, but the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, that a decision that they make is bonkers. But I think Ed Whalen is right on this. Ed Whalen is the Distinguished Senior Fellow and Antonin Scalia Chair in Constitutional Studies at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. And he's also a frequent writer for National Review and other publications. And he has written a piece about a case that you probably haven't heard about yet. But you will, because I am not sure that the Supreme Court can avoid taking up this case. The case is called LLC 303 Creative LLC versus Alenis. And it's all about not a wedding cake this time. No, it's not pastry. This is a website. Now, you'd think, wouldn't you, Mr. Whalen, wouldn't you think that a website would be the very essence of protected free speech, something that you're deciding to post and design for other people to be posted on the Internet?
Yes, indeed, and that's what the Tenth Circuit majority, in fact, started with. It recognized that what we're talking about here was pure speech, creation of wedding websites. And what's most nefarious about this opinion is that it actually expresses the First Amendment speech interest in the strongest possible form, but then finds that they're somehow defeated by the supposed governmental interest. And, you know, the amazing thing is the court basically says that, and pardon the legal jargon here, but it's applying the highest standard of strict scrutiny and says that this law that would require that this website designer offer wedding websites that would celebrate same-sex marriages, if she's going to offer wedding websites, is narrowly tailored. In other words, there's no other way to serve Colorado's interest in ensuring that marginalized groups have access to the commercial marketplace. And the trick here, which is, I can't believe there are three people in the country who could who would buy into this argument, is that this website designer skills are supposedly so unique that you can't get the services from anyone else. Well, there are thousands of website providers out there. The market is robust to provide alternatives. And the notion that we're going to say that the very fact that this person has her own creativity means that she can be scripted to provide services for those whose message she opposes just has everything entirely backwards. And I can't imagine the Supreme Court, if it addresses this issue, would let this stand. I think it would be a 9-0 slam on that particular issue.
Well, it's a divided court this time, and on the lower level, on the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals level. We've had Jack Phillips on the show a couple of times, who has, of course, become world famous as the baker in Colorado, who didn't decline to serve gay customers. He declined to do a gay-themed wedding cake. Now, there's no accusation here in this case that the defendant or the appellant who actually did not want to be cited and busted by the state, that she was declining to serve people who were gay. It was just she didn't want to follow a certain theme, which was pro-gay marriage, which I take it she is not.
Oh, that's exactly right. The majority in the case acknowledges that she will serve gay customers on all sorts of matters. that what she objects to is celebrating same-sex marriage, and that's true whether the customer requesting the celebration is a same-sex couple or is someone else, a straight person who wants to celebrate the same-sex marriage. So, with Jack Phillips' case, you know, there's the complication that a lot of people don't see baking a cake or decorating a cake. The artistic element in relation to the First Amendment is more complicated there than it is in this case, where again the majority recognizes that we're dealing with pure speech, yet somehow finds that the state can compel speech that the person strongly opposes on religious grounds.
Okay, so literally, how does this work right now? Has she been assessed a fine, or does she risk the loss of her entire business for the designer who declined to design a website celebrating a specific gay marriage? And it was a specific gay marriage, right? It wasn't gay marriage in general.
No, the posture here is complicated in that it's very different from Jack Phillips in that she anticipated the problem that she would face. And she sued the members of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission out of fear that they would penalize her. So she actually hasn't even started up her website. You know, this website that's supposedly, in the majority of view, is so unique that everyone has to have access to it, doesn't even exist yet, which makes all the more laughable the notion that there aren't alternatives available.
Let me read you part of this decision because it is hilarious. You say, I think that this is the most stupid analysis of competition that I have ever read, you say, your commentary. And here's the analysis that's the most stupid you've ever read, and I think you're right. This case does not present a competitive market. Rather, due to the unique nature of appellant services, this case is more similar to a monopoly. The product at issue is not merely custom-made wedding websites, but rather custom-made wedding websites of the same quality and nature as those made by appellants. In that market, only appellants exist. In other words, she's the only one with her own level of skill and creativity to create a wedding website? The only one in Colorado? Only one in the country, in the world?
Only one in the world. I mean, this is a service you can get worldwide. Panel majority's error here is they would apply the same analysis, say, to a photographer who would take family pictures. And they would say, well, photographer, you advertise on your website that you do custom photography. That means that you are unique. That means that no one else can do what you do. That means that you are the only market for this, and that means that we need to conscript you to serve whomever we think you ought to serve and to create whatever photography we think you ought to create, whether you object to that or not. That's the logic of this. It's brain dead crazy.
So what happens next? They have to get the Supreme Court to agree to take it up, and they can do that with just four justices, right?
That's right. I mean, it's possible that they'll first seek to have the full Tenth Circuit revisit this decision. I don't know that that's a sensible step given the composition of the Tenth Circuit. I think it's more likely that they would go to the Supreme Court and try to get cert granted. Whether there are procedural complications here, I don't know. It's rather unusual to be able to get the sort of review in advance that the designer sought and received. You know, there's this question of legal standing that the panel majority first had to rule on, but. For all my differences with the some of the liberal justices on the court, I just cannot imagine that there is a single justice who would do anything other than laugh at the Tenth Circuit's reasoning.
Well, we will continue covering this. Ed Whalen, I greatly appreciate your perspective. His piece about the only website in the world on that exalted level that it's a monopoly, that piece is posted at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, a conservative voice, conservative, for helping relieve traffic and improve access here in Washington. Coming up. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished. And join us October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, Chuck Schumer took the floor of the Senate last night, and a shocking development. I mean, totally unprecedented development. He didn't use the opportunity to bash Republicans or conservatives or people who were blocking the Biden agenda. What the majority leader of the Senate did was he actually praised Republicans and some Democrats for managing to work together. Here is the comment from the majority leader. It's clip one.
I want to commend the group of senators, to work with President Biden to reach an agreement on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. The Senate has just come together and in a strong bipartisan fashion voted to begin the legislative process here on the Senate floor. For the past few months, I have laid out a two-track strategy on infrastructure, a bipartisan bill focused on traditional brick-and-mortar infrastructure projects and a budget reconciliation bill where Democrats plan to make historic investments in American jobs, American families, and efforts to fight climate change. In order to start work on the reconciliation bill, the Senate must pass a budget resolution first. As I've said repeatedly, our goal was to pass both bills in this session, hopefully in July. My goal remains to pass both bipartisan the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period. Both. It might take some long nights. It might eat into our weekends. But we are going to get the job done, and we are on track.
That's a hopeful declaration. We shall see. I think that one of the things that Republicans are counting on is that if they do pass the bipartisan bill, that there will be enough sane, moderate Democrats to either cut back or block altogether what they call the reconciliation bill, the one that could pass with just 50 votes in the Senate. And remember, one senator, Kyrsten Sinema, or Mark Warner, who's expressed some doubts about the senator from Virginia, or Joe Manchin, of course, senator from West Virginia, any one of them could block that so-called reconciliation bill that Schumer is talking about that would add about $3 trillion to the price tag at a time when people are rightly worried about the impact on inflation on the economy generally. But Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, who would be one of the big beneficiaries of the money spigot that would be turned on if either bill passed, certainly both of them passed, he actually also spoke with a note of optimism. This is a transportation secretary.
So what you have in this bill is that historic investment that the president has been talking about. We're talking about the biggest dedicated investment in bridges since the Eisenhower administration when they set up the interstate highway system in the first place. We're talking about the biggest investment in public transit that we've ever done as a country, the most for passenger rail since Amtrak was set up. It's got funding to get lead out of the pipes that take drinking water to our kids, funding to get Americans connected to broadband, so many things that are so long overdue. And I think it's extraordinary in today's Washington to see, frankly, Democratic and Republican senators agreeing on much of anything, let alone a major area of domestic policy. But that's what this deal represents. And this is a big step toward getting it turned into law, signed by the president, and enacted so that agencies across the administration, including mine, can start deploying those dollars and getting them out to the communities that need them.
Okay, we shall see. There will be developments at some point very dramatically, I'm sure, as far as the infrastructure bill is concerned. This afternoon, the Biden administration has announced that they're going to make important announcements about new initiatives about battling COVID, because that, of course, is something that could block anything else or any progress on the economy or where we stand. Senator Elizabeth Warren is not one of those senators who is concerned at all about the level of spending. She wants Joe Biden to pick up his pen and do what? This is the senator declaring her desire for presidential initiative. It's clip 10.
Oh, we're here today to say, tick tock, tick tock, Mr. President. Millions of Americans ask you now to pick up a pen and cancel student loan debt. To pick up a pen and extend the payment pause. To pick up a pen and make their lives better.
Okay, fortunately, not even every liberal Democrat is ready to pick up a pen and have the president do that, cancel all student debt. And in fact, Speaker Pelosi at her press conference today said something about that Elizabeth Warren initiative. This is clip 6.
People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. I don't even like to call it forgiveness because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Just freeing people from those obligations. The question of who gets forgiven, whether to use the term of art that is out there, is a debate. Do we use whatever money there is for the broadest base of support of those with more people with even less debt or fewer people with more debt? That's a policy discussion. But the difference between the president doing it, the president can't do it. So that's not even a discussion. Not everybody realizes that. But the president can only postpone, delay, but not forgive.
Okay, and she's right on that, by the way. And at least one Democrat wants to restrain that idea that, because you're talking about, in terms of forgiving all student loan debt, I believe they're talking about close to $1 trillion again. And part of this, I think, is creating the idea that nobody knows what's happening next or what the president can or will or not. And there's no clear agenda beyond trying to get the first part of the infrastructure bill done. And it is one of the problems that, as Daniel Henninger said, we were citing it before, is causing the Biden administration and Joe Biden's leadership to lose altitude. One of the other issues is, will the infrastructure bill change everything in terms of traffic congestion and public transit here in the state of Washington? Where, of course, things are being handled horribly. But we'll find out why from the Washington Policy Center with some new hope for getting out of traffic coming up on the Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is laying out an outline for COVID vaccination requirements for federal workers today.
The plan will require federal employees and government contractors to prove that they've been fully vaccinated or agree to regular COVID testing. House Republican leaders held a press conference on Thursday to discuss the leadership of President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ahead of the extended district work period. New York Congresswoman and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik says crime is skyrocketing because of the defund the police movement Democrats have encouraged.
We are less safe in Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's America. And the American people know that it is because of the Democrats' defund the police rhetoric and policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, the head of the Washington Policy Center's Cole Center for Transportation, is Maria Frost, and she joins us after writing two provocative blogs about the state of transportation. Before we get to that, Maria, there's a lot of talk right now, of course, it's huge news, about the infrastructure bill and the infrastructure agreement. What all of that appears to argue, and this is very directly related to what's going on in the state of Washington, what's going on here before, is that the best way to relieve traffic is to invest in more and more public transportation, like our light rail system here. Does any scientific research or actual experience indicate that that is the case, that building more train tracks and more train lines for urban transportation is a great way to clear the freeways? Has that worked here?
No, it hasn't. And in fact, we had Wendell Cox, who is a national transportation expert, take a look at transportation in the Puget Sound, and he found his key finding was that there is no potential at any cost for transit to materially reduce driving or to reduce traffic congestion in the Puget Sound.
Okay, is that, do you think, unique to where we live somehow? Or that's kind of been true across the country, hasn't it? That places like San Francisco Bay that have invested tremendous trillions of dollars in money building trains have some of the worst traffic in the country, no?
That's absolutely right. You know, transit really serves a very niche market in the downtown core. So in Seattle, you've got about a 48% of the commuting to downtown taken on transit. But outside of that downtown core for the rest of the city of Seattle, it drops down from 48% to 9.3% for the rest of the city of Seattle. And then if you go out to the rest of the Puget Sound, transit use for commuting purposes drops down to 3.5% percent of work trips. And so the majority of people in the Puget Sound region drive, and that includes to the city of downtown, excluding the downtown core.
Well, which is extraordinary. So we're talking about 96%+ who choose to drive and don't use the light rail. What's the running tab on the light rails so far?
For all of Sound Transit's extensions, right now we're looking at about $130 billion.
Yeah,
it was about $92 million, and now it's $130 billion with the last financial projections that I've seen from Sound Transit.
Okay, one of the things that you write about in a new blog that people should go to, we've posted it at our website at michaelmedved.com, and the Washington Policy Center is, honest to goodness, the best source for reliable information on this issue. One of the things you write about is how, yep, a relieving traffic congestion is the best way to improve access to jobs. But what's the best way to relieve traffic congestion?
Well, there's a number of ways to do that, and I point out in the blog, and I say this often, that there's no single, you know, silver bullet to fixing mobility. It really has to be a number of different things working together, which includes, yes, capacity increases where there are bottlenecks, but it also includes, you know, supporting telework for those for whom it works. It includes encouraging transit agencies to innovate and modernize how they provide service so that they can be efficient too. You know, there are a number of different pieces that have to all work together, but the problem with transportation policy in Washington State is that capacity improvements have largely been dismissed, and the State Department of Transportation has shifted to, you know, supporting transit and tolling, you know, traffic demand management, managing congestion rather than relieving congestion, and really shifting away from providing people with the relief that they pay for. And that's a problem.
This is important perspective for people to gain, and again, it's posted at michaelmedved.com from Washington Policy Center. You have another blog about how state officials have come clean about making decisions based on ideology and not data. Where'd they do this?
So the State Department of Transportation Secretary Roger Millar said that the department is shifting away from a data-focused approach to a values-based, data-informed approach, because he says data doesn't make decisions, models don't make decisions, people make decisions. I think part of the reason that they're shifting away from a data-based approach is because the data highlights their failure. We see that at both the Department of Transportation and also Todd Myers pointed out with Results Washington and failure to meet CO2 targets and shifting to narrative-based approaches where we largely disregard the data and shift to, you know, talking about social justice and things like that, which is totally disconnected from what I think the Department of Transportation's core function is or should be.
The new infrastructure bill that seems likely to pass says they're going to offer $110 billion for roads and $66 billion for passenger and freight rail. Does that ratio sound sane to you in any universe that you know?
No, but I'm not surprised either, and it's something I'm going to be looking at more closely because right now there is a real push at the federal level and also the state level to shift the kind of the ratio between how much, you know, money goes to roads and how much that goes to transit. So traditionally, and this is very generally speaking, at the federal level, about 80% of your federal gas tax goes to roads and 20% goes to transit. And there are officials like Congressman DeFazio who are looking to make that a more even split, a more 50-50 split. split, and in other words, getting more money for public transit all across the country, which doesn't make any sense. It didn't make sense before COVID, and it certainly doesn't make sense now.
Wouldn't that, in a city or region like ours, mean that a disproportionate amount of the benefit would go to people who live in the city core as opposed to people who live in some outlying suburbs or rural areas?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that urban planners would talk about improving service and adding stations in certain places, but just because there's a station somewhere doesn't mean that people are going to use it, right? Which is why I think it's so important to get away from talking about access to a mode and instead start talking about access to employment, right? And so that, regardless of mode.
Well, it's such an important point. And again, people can read about it at Washington Policy Center. Marian Frost, it is always a pleasure to hear your perspective. And I'm sure you're going to be there at a grand occasion that is coming up October 1st. And it features one of the most outspoken and frankly inspiring advocates for the capitalist system, who has called, in fact, capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished. Well, he's accomplished a great deal. John Mackey, who is an internationally acclaimed CEO and a free market champion, he will be the keynote speaker at the Washington Policy Center annual dinner, which is coming up in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yes, in person, in Bellevue, at the Hyatt Regency. That's coming up on October 1st. Tickets and information are available at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. This is always every year. It's one of the most important gathering places for pro-free market people, for conservatives, for moderates, for people who want an alternative to some of the extremism that we see in Seattle and unfortunately in Olympia. Check it out. There's a big green banner at our website for all Washington Policy Center information. When we come back, another billionaire, very successful advocate for free markets, takes on Senator Warren in a fiery televised clash. Over what? About heavier taxes on wealth. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show, one of the most controversial elements of the Biden agenda involves a raising of taxes. And one of the things that he has not signed on for is a proposition that always polls very well. Democrats seem to like the idea overwhelmingly, and there are even some Republicans who do, of a wealth tax. That, of course, was popularized by Elizabeth Warren back during her failed presidential campaign. And remember, we played a segment on the show where it says she even dreams at night about a wealth tax. What would a wealth tax do? A wealth tax would take away money that people have worked a lifetime to accumulate. For one thing, it would be incredibly rough on older people because the older people have paid taxes all their lives, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to start coughing up a chunk of it if you've earned enough. And billionaire Ken Langone, who is one of those people who was involved with Home Depot, I believe, at one point, in forming and organizing Home Depot with Bernie Marcus, he goes off after Senator Warren in a CNBC clash that has gone viral. And here's what Ken Langone has to say about his own personal relationship, and he would be a major target because he's a wealthy man. What he says about his own personal relationship to the wealth tax idea. This is clip 6A.
A wealth tax is negative compound interest. What it is. You're right. I made all the money. I paid the government what I owed them. What I had left, I put at risk. I could have lost it all. I could have lost it all. But I paid my share. I have a bigger issue for the senator that I think I would hope she would address that to me is apple pie and motherhood. Senator.
Could we talk about the wealth tax just for a minute before we change subjects here?
Senator, I have an easy one for you. You're going to be shocked. I'm bringing it up from a fat cat Wall Street guy. How do you rationalize giving me $3,000 a month check every month with all my wealth? Why don't you people have the courage to address entitlements as to what should no longer be an entitlement? I shouldn't get Social Security.
Wow. Now, is Elizabeth Warren going to give any meaningful answer on that? And again, this goes for Warren Buffett. It goes for a bunch of the wealthiest people in the country, not for Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates, because they're not old enough yet to qualify for Social Security. But yes, Ken Langone does. Bernie Marcus does. And these are people who hold billions of dollars and get a check every single month that comes in like clockwork, which many Americans depend on. They don't. And he's there to ask the uncomfortable question. Here's Senator Warren, clip 6B.
It's structured as an insurance policy. And you paid in year after year, year after year. And part of the contract was if you would pay in, you would get this kind of return on the back end. It's not somebody's welfare. It's not somebody's charity. It was an agreement that every employee in the country who is eligible for Social Security paid into and gets a return at the back end. Surely you wouldn't want to be the person who would go on national TV and say after a contract has been negotiated and someone has paid into it for 40 years that the federal government should turn around and say, oops, we changed our mind. We're not going to give you the payout that you earned by making those payments all those years.
And Ken Langone's answer is basically his main point is not that rich people should be denied their Social Security. His main point is, and which he makes very forcefully and very well, is that, okay, once you say you paid in to a contract, you've also had a contract in terms you're going to pay taxes at a certain rate, and you're going to pay taxes on all of the money that you've earned and that your investments have earned, and then on top of that, they're going to go after the money that you've saved. One of the problems with this entire approach is it gives elderly people who would be subjected to this kind of wealth tax, where the more money you save, the more taxes you pay. And yes, she claims that it would only be 2%, I believe, on people who have earned more than $1 million, and 3% on people who have earned and saved and accumulated more than $1 million, and people who have earned and saved and more than $1 billion, it would be 3%. But the point is that if you live for a certain time and you're paying that every year, it is, as he says, compounded. And again, the idea of this exchange that they go through also lacks any sort of recognition for the fact that a guy like Ken Langone has actually created literally millions of jobs. And probably over the course of his lifetime, when you count the taxes that are also assessed on those jobs that he has provided and his own taxes and his company's taxes, it provides him with the government with literally billions in taxes, certainly many millions. There's also this announcement from the head of one of our two big teachers unions, the American Federation of Teachers. This is Randy Weingarten, and she has some news for people who are greatly expecting a schools to open up. Wouldn't that be nice? Coming up in the fall, as they seem to have promised, or certainly strongly hinted, with masks, without masks, schools are likely to open up, or are they? Here's Randy Weingarten. This is clip 8.
This curveball that says that, well, vaccination is the number one gold standard, that we need to, you know, bring back our masks for schools. So the bottom line is we're going to keep kids safe, we're going to keep our members safe, and we're going to try to open up schools, and we're going to try to move through this political battlefield.
Okay, we're going to try to open up schools?
And, of course, what they're talking about here is the vaccines right now are not recommended for people younger than 12 or younger. So we will see what happens. But it is no longer true. People used to have the idea that there was no threat to children at all, but the disproportionate number, based upon our previous experience, of these new cases and even new hospitalizations and people who are suffering greatly from the new infections, many of them are people who are not elderly, people who do not have pre-existing conditions, because the fact is the Delta variant is different. And speaking of different, there is a huge piece in the New York Times, and we have to get to it and spend some time on it, because it basically looks like a very optimistic headline, but I don't think it's optimistic for those of us who actually believe in a free market capitalist system. It says, temporary relief in pandemic pushes poverty to record low. And there is a real difference, which this piece never recognizes, between poverty, which involves the inability to make money or to earn money, and being short on cash. And basically, they begin by saying the huge increase in government aid prompted by the coronavirus pandemic will cut poverty nearly in half this year from pre-pandemic levels and push the share of Americans in poverty to the lowest level on record, according to the most comprehensive analysis yet of a vast but temporary expansion of the safety net. Of course, what they're trying to say is that we have to replace the safety net and its temporary nature with a permanent entitlement. And some of these figures here are utterly staggering. And the question is it possible meaningfully to end poverty just by spending government money? Aren't there literally scores of failed socialist, quote, experiments that indicate that that doesn't work? We will get to that. We'll also get to the right way to prepare people for academic success and to close racial gaps in academic performance. That coming up with the one and only Ian Rowe and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.